We hear Jesus speaking in the temple area in Jerusalem to Jews, and certainly others that are listening there, leaders. And this would have been around September 18th of 32 AD. We know that because it says, if you read the scriptures carefully, that Jesus is at one of the major feasts. And this would have been the Feast of Booths or Tabernacles. Again, it happens in September, October, and the fall. So Jesus is there, and he's talking to the Jews and sharing with them various things. He had done healing, and the Pharisees and the scribes are kind of nitpicking that he had done it on the Sabbath. And Jesus then leads into this that we heard today, the Good Shepherd, that he indeed is the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. That's how much he loves his sheep. He also knows his sheep well, and that the sheep certainly are called to follow after him. So I just want to bring out some elements about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. First is that he knows his sheep. He knows us well. He knows us better than we know ourselves. This is really important for us to acknowledge. This happens that God obviously knows us better than we know ourselves. God created us. He knows every single detail about us. He knows what's going to happen to us. He knows everything about us. And of course, as we go along in our lives, we learn. We're constantly learning, you know, growing. Certainly, if we're growing in the spiritual life, we come to know more things, you know, about our weaknesses and about, you know, how, you know, our strengths and weaknesses and how we go forward. So this is important for us. If God knows us better than we know ourselves, really to talk to the Lord. This is in part why we pray. To talk to the Lord when we're certainly struggling with something in our lives, when we don't understand something, when something's happening, it's just like, why me? Why this? Why is this person doing this? Why that? We can ask the Lord. This is in part what prayer is. We go to prayer. We take it to prayer. We start talking with the Lord. We have a discussion, conversation. You know, we have a thought. It's just like, you know, why? You know, just having the thought, why is this happening to me? And then we listen to God's response. And we have a thought, and then we say, is this what you're saying? Or you, we kind of, okay, and then we think that or say it aloud, and we listen. So we have this conversation. Why am I going through this? Why is this happening? Various things. Why are you doing this? Why are you allowing this to happen? You know, a lot of people say, well, it's God's will. God allows bad things to happen. He doesn't will them, per se. But he allows them to happen. And those things can help us to grow spiritually. You know, why don't I feel you, Lord? Why don't you seem like you're not present? Why? So to talk to the Lord. Remember, Jesus, throughout his, when he was on earth, a number of times he would go off by himself to pray. He was praying to his Father. We hear a number of times when he says it verbally in front of the apostles. He's praying to his Father in the agony in the garden. We certainly are aware that he's praying to his Father. It's like, Father, if this cup can pass, take it. But if not, thy will be done. Jesus shows us that he had some conversations, obviously, with the Father. So the same is for us. The Father can then show us, enlighten us, and help us to come to know ourselves better. This is how we grow spiritually. We have to be open to God's guidance, his teachings, his inspirations, so that we are growing. This is what God calls us to as his sheep. Another thing is Jesus laid down his life for the sheep. He loves us. What, no greater love than this than to lay down one's life for a friend. That's what Jesus did for us on the cross. And so to acknowledge that, you know, we are loved. Sometimes, you know, we can lose hearts. It's like, well, God doesn't love me because he's allowing all these bad things to happen to me. No, God loves us more than we know. It does say in Scripture that God does chastise those who love. Yeah. So he loves us more than we know. To always remember that. He loves us. And, you know, if we don't feel him or something bad happens to us, God still loves us. I mean, he never stops loving us. Even if we do some horrible thing, God still loves us. God loves every being, every creature he makes. He created, God loves them. God loves the devil. The devil, though, didn't choose to accept God's love. He rejected God's love. So that's obviously for us, is to accept God's love, to accept that, to respond. God loved us first. We didn't love him first. God loves us first. And so Jesus lays down his life on the cross. He dies for us. And it's, you know, when we sin against God, we're kind of like an enemy of God, in a sense, because we're going against him. But he still loves us even when we sin. I mean, Jesus died for the sake of sinners. All of us are sinners except Mary and Jesus. So he died. He shows us how much he loves us. So never lose heart. Never turn into despair. That's one of the things about Judas. Judas, he gave into the sin of despair. Peter didn't. Peter repented when he sinned against the Lord. So, and what does Jesus say to Peter three times? Peter, do you love me? Do you love me, Peter? We love the Lord by acknowledging that he loved us, that he died for us, that he offered his life for the forgiveness of our sins. We love our Lord by repenting, by coming back. So to acknowledge that, because that's what Jesus, he really wants for us to be forgiven. And then the third thing is obviously to follow the Good Shepherd, follow the Lord. You know, if Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves, if he loves us, he's always going to do what's best for us. He's always going to guide us and direct us to what's best. You know, and so when Jesus, he taught, if you love me, keep my commands. You know, some people wonder, well, how do I follow the Lord? How do I follow Jesus? Follow what he asks. Follow his commands. The commandments, obviously, the Beatitudes, other teachings of Jesus, to follow these teachings. And not look at them as kind of like, well, this is kind of a, it's like a ball and chain. You know, I got to do this or that. It's kind of like, this is kind of, I don't know if I really want to do it. Well, what if... If Jesus shows us this, certainly he teaches in his church, so we want to be attentive to the church and how she's teaching us to go in the right way. But to have an attitude, just like, no, I want to know what I'm supposed to do. I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow the commandments. I want to do these things. Have an attitude of that. You know, people, again, not like it's, oh, it's just so hard. It can be challenging at times, certainly. But to have the attitude, it's like, no, I want to follow. Lord, guide me, direct me. Show me my faults. Show me those areas in my life that I need your help and strength and to be changed for the good. Show me those. I want to know them. I want them. And God will show us those things. So for us really to acknowledge that, you know, Jesus, he loves us. He's the good shepherd. So we just ask the Lord really to help us really to turn to the Lord, for he knows us. Turn to the Lord and ask for his help and strength. Know how much he loves us and to respond to that love. And then ask him to help us, really help us, Lord, to follow you, to follow the Good Shepherd who is leading us to the green pastures of heaven.